lovely day here and for the rest of this afternoon. But we are here to worship God. But before we get to worship and everything, we're going to kick off with notices. Do you want to share something first, Ali? Actually, the handheld is down there. That's right. Hang on a minute. Oh, yes, you can go from there.
Hand up, yeah. I'm just asking, really, for your prayers for this coming week. Tim is now in Salisbury, helping at a scripture union holiday, which is actually being led by our son Joel, co-led, and our daughter-in-law is leading the kitchen, and Tim is doing washing up and things like that. So if you could please pray that it would be a really great holiday for the teenagers. It's a sort of camp where they do techie stuff, so video editing and soldering and all things like that. So very specific sort of skills. But please pray for Tim and that holiday called Live Wires. Thank you.
I think these summer holidays for young people are just can be life-changing in terms of their journey with God. So, yeah, that would be really great if you could be praying for Tim and the rest of the family, apart from poor Ali, who's left behind and not part of it at all. Just another couple of notices from me. We've got Project Violet Coffee and Chat, which is next Saturday morning at 10:30. Join me and Helen for a little bit of a chat and eat pastries and drink coffee. Sounds nice to me. And then next Sunday is our Open Gate picnic, which will be straight after the morning service. I'm hoping the weather will be good like it is today, in which case we'll head over to the Manse Garden. But if not, if there's any chance of any inclement weather, then we will still have the picnic, but we'll have it here. So bring a picnic, a blanket. If you've got picnic chairs and you want to bring them, we'd obviously have chairs around the Manse, but if everyone turns up, we might need a few more. We'll provide the drinks because we've been generously blessed by the two weddings that have happened here, and we've got lots of drinks, so don't bring any drinks. There's lots of fizz and stuff to drink up. Are there any other notices? You may, yes.
Last Wednesday the World Prayer Centre called a prayer, online prayer thing, 9:30 till 10:30. We sent out an email. They've decided to do it again this Wednesday. So if you want to join in praying for our nation at this difficult time, then if you can, join in with them online. It's the same one, the same Zoom login. If you don't know where that is, just go onto the World Prayer Centre website and it's on there as well. If you can't join them, because maybe you're busy doing other things, pray alongside them. So let's be praying for our cities and all the different things that are going on.
Amazing. Now, if you've been with us for the past couple of weeks, you'll know we've been investigating the mystery of who Jesus said he was. But before we go hunting for clues this morning, we're going to spend a little bit of time and we're going to sing together because we are here to worship God. We're going to sing a couple of songs this time just to ring the changes, and we'll sing a couple of songs together. So stand as you're able and let's worship together.
King of Kings. Your throne. majesty, your majesty, I can but bow, I lay my all before you now. In royal robes, I don't deserve, I live to serve your majesty, I live. Lord, I lift.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth to show. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save.
Cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Praise you, Lord, indeed. Amen.
If you just want to, just a word of praise or two, just to, from one or two in the congregation, just lift your voices in praise of this Lord, our Lord.
Mm-hmm. To show that hate will not be tolerated in our society. Mm-hmm. That your love will reach to each and every person. In the name of God, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, we lift your name on high. We bless you. Thank you for loving us and for being here with us this day. Amen. If you'd like to take your seats, that would be great. So our investigation continues. Hang on a minute, though. Just thought. Given that last week Detective Who got a bit confused, I don't want him not recognising me this week. So, I thought I'd better wear the hat.
Ah, Doctor, what I presume?
Indeed, that is me. Here to do some more investigating, are you?
Well, you said last week we'd not discovered everything about who Jesus is yet.
Well, that's true. We've definitely got more to figure out. I mean, we have discovered so far that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And that's represented by the candle up there on the back, lighting up our spiritual darkness and showing us the way. And then last week we heard, "I am the vine," not "I am the grapes." I thought a vine created new cut. Anyway, that's what the grapes represent. I am the vine, and that Jesus gives us life, and that we're to remain connected with him. And if we do that, then we will grow more like him and be fruitful in his service. I wonder which I am we'll find out about this week, because I reckon each of these I am statements tells us a little bit more about Jesus' character, a little bit more about who he is.
I am. Yes, I remember. We put that jigsaw together and it did. I left it there. And it's gone again.
It's not where you left it. Definitely not.
Is this you again?
It's not me this week. Definitely not.
Well, I wonder if I can find any pieces around. Ah, there's one up there. I will go and get it, but it's a bit tricky getting round that way. I'll have to go the long route.
Can you see
I'll be back.
Can you see the other pieces? While he's gone, let's see if we can get it together. If there's a piece of puzzle near you, why not bring it up? Quick, before he's back. Quick. You've got two. You've got another one there. Come on then, Rose, you can bring it. I don't mind who brings them. Quick. Come on then, bring down the front. Let's see if we can get it together before he gets back. Oh. Right, thank you. That's at the bottom there. Thank you. On there.
Well, that's a long journey. I think I'd better have a jelly baby to keep me going.
Fantastic. You've got the middle one. That's really important. Thank you so much. Let's pop that in the middle. Oh, no. The other right way. Oops. Hang on. We need the one at the bottom. Who's got the one at the bottom? That one? Quick. Is he back yet? Can anyone see him yet? He's not returned yet. Good. Ha-ha. Brilliant. Da-da-da. I think that's it. I don't know where he's gone.
I might need another jelly baby in a minute. Well, I found this bit. I'd better go looking for some more, but... Oh, I'm sure that wasn't there a minute ago.
What do you mean it wasn't there? Isn't your sonic magnifying glass working?
Well, it does seem to be playing up a little bit. But I think that must go in there then.
No. That nearly all fell down then. Yeah. Stay. So you've sold it?
Right. Where are we?
I don't know. You need to find the mystery of where you are in your script.
Yep. Did you have a bit of help with that?
I might have had a little bit of help. Yeah. But then the whole point of this is us solving this mystery together, isn't it? Speaking of which, have you found any clues? You were gone long enough.
Yeah, well I might have found some. I think there might be something over here, because I saw something earlier. Well, at least my sonic magnifying glass focused in on something. It's something over here. I don't remember seeing this before. But... It looks like a cross to me, but we've got one up there, so why have we got another one?
Well, it must be a clue, mustn't it?
Well, I guess let
me have a look at it.
I mean, it's just got a load of graffiti all over it.
It's still got graffiti on it.
Has Banksy been around?
Quite possibly. That's not graffiti. That is the names of churches from around our union. Do you know that?
Okay.
Can you see? Any you recognise?
Well, there's one here called Gorsley Baptist Church. I know someone who goes there.
Do you?
Yes,
excellent.
My friend John. I used to play table tennis with him. Yes, he goes to Gorsley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I know him?
You do.
Do I? Dear.
You do, yes.
Perhaps have I met him once or twice? But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Got funny coloured hair.
This cross and another one just like it were made at the Baptist Assembly this year that happened in Telford. And the writing on it, all those names, are representatives of those who came to the Assembly, and they were invited to write the names of their churches on there. I went to write ours on, and somebody had beat me to it. Don't know who got there before me, but a number of folk from our church were there. So, and these crosses are travelling around the country at the moment to remind us to pray for one another as a Baptist family. And this week, it's our turn to have the cross.
Did you say Baptist family? What do you mean by Baptist family?
Well, this church is just one of about 2,000 Baptist churches that make up Baptists Together, which is another name for the Baptist Union. And beyond that, did you know there are Baptist churches found in almost every country in the world? Now, I wonder, does anybody want to have a bit of a guess about how many Baptist churches there are across the globe? What do you reckon?
I think there's more than 2,000.
Yes. Anyone want to have a guess? How many? 8,050? 47,000?
Higher, higher!
50, higher?
Higher, higher!
100,000?
Higher, higher!
25,000. I'll tell it. What's your guess? 9 million, not quite that many.
Lower.
There are. 176,000 Baptist churches around the globe, which is pretty impressive. And we are part of this really big Baptist family. And the thing is, for Baptists, wherever we are, whether we're meeting here or in another country or whatever it is, this idea of family is really, really important. We're a family of people who believe in Christ. We're committed to him and to one another and to serving God in the world.
That does sound rather nice. I do like the idea of a big family, but why did the Baptist Union choose a cross? Surely a tree would have been better.
A tree?
Yes, a family tree.
Well, it kind of is. It kind of is, isn't it? It's given that it's made of wood. And actually, in the Bible, in the book of Acts, the cross that Jesus died on was described using a word that means the trunk of a tree. And this tree and the other cross that's travelling around as well, as they go around the family, it's not just a reminder to pray, it's a reminder of our shared faith that's focused around Jesus and all that he did for us on the cross, in his death and then as he was raised to life in his resurrection. You see, this cross, just like our one up here, is on the wall. It's empty because Jesus didn't stay dead. God raised him to life, and because of that, we too, as believers, have the promise of new life and the promise of living with him for eternity.
So is this what Jesus was talking about then?
Yeah, he said that there is life for us after we die, for those who believe in him.
But what evidence is there to support this?
You're the detective, remember?
Then I've got a cough. I will have another look then, see what I can find.
Indeed. It's amazing what you can see through that sonic screwdriver.
Sometimes I do not like this magnifying glass. It shows up strange things.
That's point. I called it a screwdriver. It's not a screwdriver at all, is it?
I found something over here.
Okay.
It looks like a Bible.
Well, that's a and book with a whole lot of evidence in it.
Yes, there's something sticking out the bottom. Looked like a bookmark. But, okay. That looks like a bandage to me, or something like that. Let's see whether it's in there for a reason.
Well, the bandage seems like a really odd thing to use as a bookmark.
Mm. It says in there, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die.
Okay.
But I don't understand this bit. What's this all about?
Well, perhaps we need to watch a video now that might explain things a little bit more, why there's a bandage in there.
Okay.
So let's have the video of number two from up the back. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now a man named Lazarus was ill. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay ill, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus. Lord, the one you love is ill. When he heard this, Jesus said, this illness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, let us go back to Judea. But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you are going back. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. But Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth round his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did believed in him.
Wow. That was amazing, wasn't it?
And I think this, indeed.
I think this represents the cloth that Lazarus might have been wrapped in. Seeing as it was in the right place.
I am the resurrection and the life. That is something else.
Isn't it?
But I think there's still more clues.
Yeah.
I reckon okay. I better go for another hunt.
Okay.
Let's see what I can find over here.
No, not there. Nothing over there.
Well, there is something, but I better not go into that. Oh, there's something down here.
Have you found another clue?
I think so. It's either that or the cleaner hasn't been doing a very good job.
Well, it's possible. Let me have a look at it. What is it?
Well.
It's a tiny seed.
I mean... If it is a clue, or did Renew leave it there when they were doing their plants or something? I don't know. What do you think?
I think it is a seed. Yes. Do you know what type of seed it is?
I'm not sure.
It's a sunflower seed. I reckon it has to be a clue, because if Renew or anyone who had planted sunflower seeds in those planters, we wouldn't be able to see out the window soon. Because although that seed is really tiny, the plant that grows from it is not.
That is true. I know a fact about sunflowers, actually. Did you know that the Guinness World Record is held by someone called Hans-Peter Schiffer? He grew a sunflower in 2014 that measured 9.17 meters tall. That's 30 feet and 1 inches for those of you in old money.
That's extraordinary.
That is rather tall.
It is, isn't it? Well, you know, you asked earlier about whether there was evidence for Jesus' resurrection. You're not the only one. Because back in Bible times, not long after Jesus had been raised to life and had gone back to heaven, there were people in the time of Paul who started saying that the resurrection of the dead just didn't happen.
Really?
Yes, so much so that Paul had to write a letter explaining things, and he used the idea of a seed.
Can you turn her on?
1 Corinthians 15.
Thank you.
But someone may ask, how will the dead be raised? What kind of bodies will they have? What a foolish question. When you put a seed into the ground, it doesn't grow into a plant unless it dies first. And what you put in the ground is not the plant that will grow, but only a bare seed of wheat or whatever you're planting. Then God gives it the new body he wants it to have. A different plant grows from each kind of seed. It is the same way with the resurrection of the dead. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but we will be raised to life to live forever. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. They are buried as natural human bodies, but they will be raised as spiritual bodies. For just as there are natural bodies, there are also spiritual bodies.
Wow, again. There's lots of wows today. I think
there
this
are.
Is quite a wowing subject.
Mm.
It explains a bit more about what Jesus said when I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus had power over death and life.
Exactly. And if we follow Jesus, then one day we will be raised to life forever.
God, do you know, this is amazing. I'm wowed. I'm going to have another jelly baby, and I'm going to have to go and look for some more clues. And I just, yes. Words fail me. I'm not very good at words. You know that anyway. You know, I'm not very good at talking. So I think I'd better just go and look for some more clues. Yes.
Well, Detective Who heads off to find more clues. Let's just take, it's now our opportunity to take a little bit of time to think about what we've heard so far this morning. As we've done before, if you want to refresh your coffee or tea, then do that. You've got about 10 minutes or so with a couple of songs to play and various different engagement stations around the room. Just to flag it up, we've got, I'll go through them. We've got some, I want to carry on talking about, because we've got this extra prayer thing about peace. There's a stillness table where you can kind of focus on praying for peace for our nation. We've got one which is very hands-on interactive in terms of planting at the back. There's the art piece that needs to be done, some more colouring. The graffiti table's over there this time. I just have fun moving things around. There's a reflection table. So there's something, sort of four or five sheets of paper with just something to read through. That's more your thing. And down here, we're interacting with the cross. And there is a, if you're up for a bit of origami, then I won't say good luck. I've made a few in case you find it too challenging. So you can always have one that's already done. So yeah, about 10 minutes, if we can have the two songs played and just a few minutes just to walk around and just engage and see what God has to say to you through these different engagement stations.
Righteousness applied to me. My hope is here. my faith is built upon this rock.
I'm not afraid to die. My hope is safe.
fixing my eyes on the Lord. Yes, I'm fixing my eyes on the Lord. So I'm fixing my eyes on the Lord, who endured and was glorified. Yes, because I know that my Redeemer lives. Oh, He is alive. Jesus is alive. I know that my Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives.
To your chairs. We've got a video to watch, and then we're going to pray together as we come towards the end of our service together. So if we've got the video that could come up next, that would be wonderful.
I'm a country person.
I am a jack of all trades.
I am a poet.
I am a connoisseur of coffee.
I'm in need of a good sleep.
I am pretentious.
I'm easily annoyed.
I'm the resurrection and the life.
I am a person who gets easily distracted.
I am very focused on my life goals.
I am afraid of what's to come. I think about what's going to happen when I'm dead, what's happened to the loved ones I've lost. I'm afraid of what's to come. I'm afraid there's nothing to come.
The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives believing in me will never die. I am the resurrection and the life.
The Baptist Union have provided some words to be prayed as this cross travels from church to church. They've been prayed. We're the last church of the Heber Association to have the cross. It will be delivered, thankfully, by Dave back to the offices, and then it will make its way to the Northwest Baptist Association to travel around them over the coming weeks. But we're going to pray the words that have been provided by the Baptist Union together. So if we can have that PowerPoint up, that would be wonderful. And then we'll pray these words together. We walk humbly together humbly, inspired both by who we are and by what Christ can make us, recognizing that in our fragility, God's strength is made complete. O Lord, we place ourselves, our churches, our hopes, our disappointments, our union into your hands. Forgive us if our vision has been limited by the resources that we can muster, rather than the infinite possibilities of the one into whose hands we are invited to place them. Forgive us when our instinct has been to dismiss the needs of others rather than embrace the opportunities for faith and service that they reveal. Forgive us when we have clung to the little we have rather than abandon ourselves to the purposes and possibilities of your kingdom. Anoint us afresh with your Spirit. Unite us afresh in your love. Make our hearts restless in pursuit of your kingdom. Grant us courage to embrace the adventure of your gospel. Inspire us, fill us, send us, that you may be revealed and encountered in our every shared endeavor. Amen. So we'll just draw our service to close with the words of a song about speaking Jesus over our communities, our families, wherever it is. We need to speak God's name over it, Jesus' name, because it is in his name that resurrection and life comes. So let's stand as you're able, and we'll sing our final song together. Oh, and we'll take up our offering during this final song. I nearly forgot that one.
I just want to speak. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak. From the mountains, shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus. Your name, voices only. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Father, as we use the gifts that have been collected this morning, we want to speak your name, Jesus, over this community, over it, this city, over this country, over this world. Help us to use this money wisely in your service. Amen. For Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He is our risen Lord, the one who walks with us, his people. So this week, may we each have courage and faith to follow in his footsteps, taking up his cross, the one that leads to life, that finds its fullness in him. Amen. As ever, if you'd like to carry on interacting with the engagement stations, then please feel free to do so. And otherwise, thank you for coming, and we'll see you hopefully next week for the next episode and find out which I am statement we're looking at next week.